Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the Dirt Sheet. Of course, this is our Friday show where we talk about all the news in the WWE and the world of pro wrestling. We've got some big, potentially some big news today about Roman Reigns. Everybody's been talking about the big steroid thing with Roman Reigns. We're going to get to that in just a second.
First, we got to plug all our own stuff.
Yeah, so whoever in the comments is going to, you know, list
the time code of when we actually start talking about wrestling news.
Right, we appreciate it. It's yeoman's work they're doing, Larson.
It's public service,
It's for the people. We are available, of course, right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting your brand new Going In Raw content.
Yes.
We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. It's a great way to support Going In Raw. Go check it out. We have a bunch of reward tiers available. If you have a couple extra bucks you want to kick into Going In Raw, it really does help the show. Another great way to help Going In Raw is by hitting up whatever podcast app you might be using to listen to Going In Raw, leaving us a rating or a review. We're also on prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. I got the Mecha. Oh, Mecha Santa.
I have Pete Dunne. That is not available in our Pro Wrestling Tees store.
That's, I believe, Pete Dunne's big cartel store.
Correct.
We have a fingernail right here. Fingernails are real. Get rid of that guy. Anyways, so yeah, like we said, our lead story today in the news.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, Bleacher Report broke a story about Roman Reigns possibly being linked to some sort of steroids deal.
Big steroid ring. Scandalous.
Yeah, so Richard Rodriguez, who used to operate the Iron Addicts Gym in Miami, as well as own Wellness Fitness Nutrition.
That's a great name.
I know. Who was also recently, I think February 2017, arrested by DEA agents for his role in the steroid production and distribution ring, was being interviewed by John Bravo, mm-hmm. Johnny Bravo,
mm-hmm.
And he, in his latest video, he named three celebrity clients: Mark Wahlberg,
hey dog,
Josh Duhamel,
mm-hmm.
and Roman Reigns.
Uh-oh.
Bleacher Report states that Rodriguez was arrested for his role in the plot, which, quote, imported goods from China, manufactured illegal steroids in Arizona, and then distributed them from Miami.
Oh, my goodness.
So during this interview with Bravo, Rodriguez said the following about Roman Reigns. Quote, he was originally introduced to me by one of the informants. My understanding is that one of the people he used to work with or for, Rodriguez, talked to the feds.
Okay.
He continues, he's a very down-to-earth person. However, a situation involved in which, so oftentimes when you're brought to trials, which I was not, I decided to take a plea. However, they disclose discovery. Discovery is basically the proof that they have against you. One thing, one part of the discovery is what's called tried and true statements, which is basically disclosing everybody whom the investigators or people that were investigating you have spoken to with regards to your company, with regards to you, with regards to any other co-defendants that are associated with the indictment. So that's one of the reasons why I disclosed him.
For part of this plea deal.
But yeah, we should say, we'll say this right now, the only time that Roman Reigns has ever been implicated in any of this mm-hmm. is right here.
Yeah.
Have nothing from the DEA, nothing from any federal agency up to this point has implicated Reigns, Wahlberg, or Duhamel of any connection to this whatsoever. This is all coming strictly from this one
there's
individual.
At this time, there's no evidence that there is a paper trail. There's
yes.
That's been disclosed.
Right now, this is an unsubstantiated claim by this guy who ran this company.
Right. Now, Forbes is reporting that, quote, according to the United States Attorney's Office, Wellness Fitness Nutrition client list included, quote, at least 50 customers in the Eastern District of New York in a massive ring that made at least $10 million in the distribution of illicit anabolic steroids. So Reigns actually did issue a statement because this story has been blowing up quite a bit, obviously.
Yeah, it's getting some relative mainstream press attention.
Yeah, well, Forbes has a write-up about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, pro wrestling-wise, this is kind of significant because we're a week away from the Royal Rumble.
Which, of course, is the start of the road to WrestleMania. Which, he's got huge plans going into Mania.
Yeah. Reigns issued a statement saying, "I have never heard of Richard Rodriguez or wellness, fitness, nutrition. I learned from the mistake I made nearly 2 years ago and paid the penalty for it." He's referring to a U.S. title run.
Mm-hmm.
"Since then, I've passed 11 tests as part of WWE's independent drug testing program."
The mistake he refers to is his prior failed test as part of WWE's wellness policy. And then while WWE never issued official reason,
mm-hmm,
for his failure, I think the general consensus amongst those in wrestling journalism, it was probably an Adderall,
mm-hmm, yeah,
issue.
Yeah. So, wow, that's kind of big. The idea that he's issuing a statement with regards to it in the first place is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Once, the story is out, then I guess you should say something. But if there's no, I don't know. I mean, if it's just coming from this one guy, Forbes picked it up. And like you said, it's getting some traction in the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. It's probably wise of him to do that. The question is, let's talk worst case scenario. And he is, a client for wellness, fitness, nutrition.
Yeah, they find a paper trail. They find actual proof beyond Richard Rodriguez's claim.
Right.
In this week's newsletter, Meltzer spoke about what possible penalties Reigns could face without a positive test, but with a paper trail linking him to this wellness, fitness, nutrition. This is what he had to say. Quote, "Based on previous WWE policy, most notably the 2007 Signature Pharmacy raid, where 12 WWE wrestlers and one front office member had steroids and/or growth hormone distributed to them, if there is a paper trail, even without a positive test, the company will suspend the wrestler involved."
Now, he provides some examples, several examples. He says, now, so Roman was suspended 30 days for that first one.
Yes.
The second one, if this actually does happen, there would be a suspension of 60 days.
Correct.
That would eliminate him from, okay, here's the thing. So let's say tomorrow there's evidence of a paper trail that links him.
Yeah.
That suspension would take him, obviously, through Mania.
Not tomorrow. He'd come back late March.
Okay. I'm sorry. There's not a chance he's going to main event Mania That's my point.
Yeah.
That's going to take, we're in Mania season right now. So that would happen. If there is the chance that there could be, I don't see how they can move forward with his Mania plans.
You don't think so?
Well, think about it. Maybe I'm wrong. If there's a chance that sometime between now and Mania, that there can be some link to Roman Reigns in terms of evidence, a paper trail, something,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they have to suspend them.
Yeah.
And there seems to be a chance that that could happen.
How could they
possibly think of starting this road with Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar to WrestleMania, given
with this cloud hanging over the whole situation? No, I understand that.
It's a pretty huge cloud.
I understand that.
How could they move forward with plans to, as you have said many times, mortgage
the company's future on Roman Reigns? Yes.
Right. Knowing that 2 months in a very vital period, even let's say they go through with these plans and he becomes Universal Champion at Mania. What if the day after WrestleMania,
Your
Universal Champion is out for 2 months?
Here, I'll bring this example up because I remember reading the newsletter and then the Forbes article talking about 2007, the Signature Pharmacy issue.
Yeah.
One of the names implicated in that was Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
He had already been suspended prior to that news being made public for a failed wellness policy test. And they just said, well, this is what he failed for, was this thing. He's already been suspended for
it.
We're not going to suspend him again.
Yeah.
So if WWE wants to pull that card again, saying, we've already suspended him for his prior violation of the wellness policy, we're not going to suspend him a second time.
Well, there would have to be, I would assume, in that case. So in the Orton case, it would be like they're basically saying, we're not going to go double jeopardy.
Yes, exactly.
So in this case, I would think that whatever this link would be would have to be evidence from that previous, the previous punishment,
exactly,
the previous infraction.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
And so this couldn't be like something that has happened within the past.
Well, since his
since
last,
since then,
his last
this can't
test,
be
yes.
like a new thing.
Yeah.
So you're right. If they find that if there's a link to it, now
because I've never while heard of while we long. While we you know we heard often around the time of suspension that was probably for Adderall. Mm-hmm. Again, WWE never issued anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's never been confirmed.
I don't think they're required to. Based on their own wellness policy or any sort of legal machination.
I guess the point is if this paper trail points to him, you know, being a client back in 2015 or whenever that infraction was,
yeah.
then okay, you're probably right, or 2016, whenever it was.
Because the DEA raided this business early 2017, I believe February.
Okay, all right.
And Roman Reigns was suspended summer of 2016.
Okay,
so only about 7 months later, this place was raided.
Okay, so I mean, it's possible that yeah, this will be linked to that first infraction.
If there's anything at all, there could be absolutely nothing to this.
And yeah, exactly. And you know, we're just sort of weighing what options the WWE has in front of it. You know, he also you know goes on to point out that in the case of Randy Orton, and I think there was two other fairly high profile, you know. Main event level guys.
Oh, Batista was one of them too, I
Batista,
think.
Batista, yeah. Didn't stop their push. No. Like, they were still main event level guys. So, I don't know. I mean, is there the possibility that even if this is part of the previous infraction, would they still want their Universal Champion?
Again, with that cloud hanging over the whole thing, will.
Well, to be, even if, let's say Roman Reigns behind the scenes said, yes, at like, what if he had his own paper trail that proved. This has to do with that. This mm-hmm. has to do with mm-hmm. that previous infraction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're not going to come up with anything new. And WWE takes him for his word.
Yeah.
And it's true. Do they still want, because who knows how big of a news story this could end up being. Do they want his name in the news associated with this?
That's what I was going to say about the cloud hanging
freshly,
over.
Freshly, yeah.
Over his Universal title reign being implicated in this whole steroid drink. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Braun Strowman's just sitting there. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's Braun Strowman.
Yeah, you can put the belt on him right now. It'll go over.
Huge.
So well.
It'd go over massively. I mean, dude, you saw what happened last time with Roman Reigns. It opened up an opportunity for Finn Balor.
Yep.
And it was massively over.
Yep.
You know, and then he got injured. So I don't know. I mean, this is bad timing for this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, Vince can't be.
And if you know what, Reigns. Prior suspension was for Adderall is true, and you know he's being truthful and has never heard of this guy, never met him. It sucks for Roman Reigns,
yeah,
to get his name dragged into the whole thing.
Well, yeah, of course,
you know, and it sucks for WWE to have to deal with this leading into the most high profile part of your entire wrestling calendar.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. It's just like those are three pretty random names to just be throwing out there, you know. I don't know. I don't know what the motivation would be for somebody.
Oh, I know.
I mean, he's in jail.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the motivation would be for somebody to say, oh, yeah, Roman Reigns also. You know, I mean, is the guy a scumbag? Probably. But not Roman Reigns, the guy in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's got to be a lot of, I don't know, soul searching at WWE right now in terms of like, okay, well, how do we proceed?
Yeah.
You know, what's the worst case scenario and try to take that off the table?
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, let's talk about some more interesting news here. Goldberg evidently going to become a young lion. He's going to be subject to the violent whims of Minoru Suzuki.
Goldberg versus
Kitamura. Yeah.
Finals of the Young Lion Cup.
And then Goldberg will go on excursion to CMLL after a couple years.
No, Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. Okay, good.
And then CMLL.
Yeah.
And then he'll return with a new gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, but anyways, no,
the new real rock and roll.
There you go.
Yeah.
So there's interesting bit of maybe news from Sports Illustrated this week in their week in wrestling recap on their extra mustard section.
Yeah, it's always good.
Where it said, quote, there is interest from New Japan Pro Wrestling regarding the immediate future of Goldberg.
Nice.
They continue. New Japan is circling the West Coast and the tires were kicked on Goldberg. Would have made an interesting player for New Japan. His style of wrestling, intense, aggressive, and physical, albeit in short spurts, could have added an interesting piece in their puzzle as they look to build the bridge to the United States. New Japan is establishing itself as a player for top North American talent, and the addition of the 51-year-old Goldberg would have made for appointment viewing. It was maybe a couple weeks ago we did a story about New Japan wanting to bring in former WWE talent mm-hmm. after the awesome experience, I guess, they had with the Chris Jericho Kenny Omega match.
Yeah.
In a bid to, I think, simultaneously to make inroads in the North American audience, but also Kitani, their CEO, made it seem like they want to do that to kind of mend fences with WWE as well and
try to build a relationship and a working relationship
yeah. with them. So I would assume if there is truth to this, that would be a step in mm-hmm. that whole process. Of course, yeah. now Goldberg's going to the Hall of Fame. That seems to put the end to whatever immediate New Japan Goldberg partnership that might have been brewing. But this bit of news was seemingly confirmed by Dave Meltzer in the newsletter this week. He said, quote, "I don't expect anything to happen right now, given Goldberg is going to the WWE Hall of Fame, and usually that requires signing a short-term deal. But he was in talks with New Japan about coming in for big shows."
So the question is, do you like this or do you not like this?
I mean, who doesn't want to see Goldberg versus Okada?
Kind of me.
Yeah, I
guess Okada's so. Put on a string of amazing matches.
Well, who would be a good opponent for Goldberg then in New Japan?
Like, yeah, I don't have the power bank. Power ranking doesn't work here.
No.
I don't know. Nobody.
Kitamura.
yeah, Kitamura. Well, they had Kitamura doing the Jackhammer first.
I know.
Yeah,
that's why I bring him up.
Lion tournament. I don't know. It's not like Jericho, who's like an accomplished wrestler,
no,
has
understand
a history
that.
In Japan.
I understand that.
I don't even know if I'd. I don't know that I'd want to see this.
What about Bad Luck Fale?
I mean, I know you're going down like in terms of like, oh, who could put on a compelling match? Let's go down the card in terms of like, you know, who could actually. I don't know. I mean, I guess you could revisit Goldberg versus the NWO, you know, the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
You could revisit that maybe. I mean, beyond some silly nostalgic geek out stuff, I just don't see like Brock Lesnar was the perfect turned out to be the perfect opponent for Bill Goldberg. I just don't know. Here's the thing about New Japan. What is for many people that are WWE, you know, fans that have over the past year, as we have, been turned on to New Japan, what's one of the big appeals beyond just the great wrestling? What's one of the appeals of New Japan? It's the freshness. It's the new.
Yeah.
It's stuff that we haven't seen before.
I was gonna say, like how they tell stories.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a refreshing way of telling stories. And I just feel like, you know, an old guy. And granted, I love Goldberg. I think he fits in perfectly with the WrestleMania schedule.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to come back and do a WrestleMania match, I think it'd be perfect. I would love to see that. I think it'd be great. But I don't know. When I think of New Japan, I think of the future of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what I think of. And so when I think of Okada, I want to see him, you know, versus...
Especially, Okada Reborn, I almost said.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know, they're pushing things forward.
Yeah.
And as they push into the United States, Bill Goldberg doesn't have... It just doesn't... It doesn't really...
It's more, for me, it's more of a stylistic mm-hmm. mismatch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because Goldberg very much kind of embodies, I kind of feel like, the WWE...
No, yeah,
it's not where he cut his teeth, but that style of
yeah,
wrestling.
Sure, yeah.
You know, whereas New Japan doesn't normally do that kind of stuff.
Right, I know.
But if you really want to show the prowess of Okada Reborn,
yeah,
put him in a match against Goldberg and see if he can get a good to great match, a 4-star match out of Bill Goldberg at this stage in Goldberg's career.
I know.
But then there's the thing.
There's
is
so
Goldberg,
much about this that doesn't fit.
No, I agree. But is Goldberg going to be willing to do a lot of the stuff that they do in New Japan?
No, he can't.
Yeah, yeah.
He's old. And on top
of
that...
Minoru Suzuki's old, too. Doesn't stop him.
That's a good point. Suzuki versus Goldberg.
Mm.
There you go. I mean, Tanahashi.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be fun. I could see... That's maybe the one that I would see.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know? I don't know. And on top of that, I don't... Okay, so looking back at, like, you know, the Monday Night War documentary where Goldberg said, you know, I really loved watching the cruiserweights. I think they were a lot of fun. I understand that Goldberg has a respect for the craft of professional wrestling, even though that was never his thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he really cares about that now. Like, he looks at a guy like Okada, and granted, Okada's like, what, 6'3"?
Yeah.
I think,
yeah, 6'3", like 230, something like that.
I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, Bill Goldberg has always been a product of, I guess you can call it, the tentpole aspect of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's not really what New Japan is. New Japan is about good wrestling, great stories, great characters.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much he would... I mean, Okada versus Goldberg. Okada's got to win. They're not going to Goldberg go over.
Yeah, but you know Goldberg was going to lose to Lesnar Survivor Series until he signed a multi-match deal.
Yeah, to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
He's a tentpole wrestler. And I know in Japan, and to us...
Okada is that,
Okada is...
Okada Reborn. We got to call him
Okada
that.
Reborn. Sorry, yeah. Okada Reborn is... This is Okada with pants.
And, well,
and blonde hair.
Blonde hair, yeah.
Yeah.
The return of the blonde hair, yes.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I'm sure, like, New Japan throws Goldberg a big enough check. I'm sure Goldberg will be like, hey, cool, this is your top guy. Sure, I'll lose to him. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And also, I think, you know, if Goldberg paid attention at all to the Omega Jericho stuff, he could see the appeal.
Does he seem like the kind of guy who would be into that, though?
You mean just going wrestling in a new place and experiencing...
No. Look, watching Okada Omega... And saying, "Wow, that was a 6-star match." That's where it's at. That's
I don't think his goal would be 6-star match. I think the goal would be experience. Yeah. Maybe he came back for WWE the first time. It wasn't because he wanted to put on a 6-star match with Brock Lesnar. It's because he wanted the experience and wanted to share that experience with his family.
Well, that was the thing. He wanted his son to watch him.
Yeah,
I don't know if his son cares about New Japan.
Maybe his son wants to go to Japan.
Hey, look, if his son is a massive, you know, Naito fan, then sure, I'd love to see Goldberg versus Los Ingobernables de Japón.
Yeah,
I just don't see it. You know?
Oh, no, when I saw this, I think I was over here reading this. I'm yeah. like, that seems weird.
I mean, look, I don't know, man. I'm just not into it. Not into it.
That's fine. That's fair. You can not be into it.
I'm not asking for permission to be into it or not. I understand that. Are you into it, yay or nay? Yeah. It's okay that you can shrug it off.
Iffy.
Isn't that weird? Why are you giving me permission to not be into it?
I'm not giving you permission.
Stop giving me permission.
I'm giving you validation. I'm saying it's okay, Steve.
So are you giving me tranquilo?
No, that was validation. That was me.
That's tranquilo.
No, this is tranquilo.
Very well. Yeah, I know. You see, you're shrugging it off. I'm shrugging it off, too.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand.
I mean, I kind of shrugged off when you came back to WWE.
No, I like that, though.
I mean, initially it was when I...
You and I split on even how they treated the Universal Championship.
Oh,
I thought that was,
I didn't like that at all.
Oh, I was totally into that.
I didn't like that at all. I thought Owens and Jericho should have fought over the Universal title. Mania.
But at the same time, there's a piece of me that's like... Oh, what would they do?
Exactly. There's a curiosity factor involved.
So you are into it now.
No, I'm not into it. But I'm like 90% not into it, but there's 10% curiosity.
And that 10% is like really curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with
you
on that.
See what they would do, how they would do it, who would they pair him up against, how that match would happen.
Yeah.
Could someone like Okada pull a really good match out of Goldberg?
No.
I'm curious to find out. But you don't know.
Can't.
Okada's,
I do know.
Okada's
Hold
a magician
on a second.
In there. Okada Reborn is a magician in the ring, Steve.
Look, I feel like you need to learn lessons from your own follies in the past when you said maybe CM Punk could do something in the UFC ring.
Yeah, but
and what did I say?
Here's the thing.
No way. And
the
what
whole
happened?
Time I would
no
say
way.
That, I always included this caveat. I know nothing about the training for MMA. I know nothing about MMA.
Yeah.
I barely pay attention to the sport. I mean, I make a living paying attention to pro wrestling. I know a little bit more. I don't know a lot about the actual technical aspects of wrestling in the ring, but I know way more about that than I do about MMA.
Right, I know. But see, I know just as much as you do about MMA, and even I was able to say...
No, you know more than I do.
No, not that much.
Yeah,
not
but I know I know just north of nothing.
That's not true.
That is, in fact, true.
You can... Dude, you
I
can...
I know nothing about what goes behind the training for those guys. I know nothing about any of that stuff.
Oh, neither. I don't know anything about that stuff. But, you know...
You've watched Ultimate Fighter more than I have. So you know something.
Well, that's true. I don't really pay attention though. My point is, I mean, if you connect the dots, if you see the evidence laid out in front of you, it paints a pretty clear picture. Going to CM Punk, anyways, you know, super old, has zero experience in any, you know,
well, like
practical
I said,
fighting.
I underestimated the level of training those MMA fighters have.
Right,
MMA fighters have.
But I mean, looking at Goldberg, I don't know, like hearing him talk about. His process for getting back into the WWE, into shape at that age, it seems really impractical. It doesn't seem possible that Okada can drag him to a 4-star match. It just doesn't. But, well, I mean, you know, I'll put it this way. I'll give you this much. I'm more open to the idea that Okada could drag him to a 4-star match than I ever was about CM Punk landing a punch in UFC.
He tried to land that first punch, though.
Did he?
Well,
did
he stormed
really?
Out of the gate. In an effort to land that first punch, he just telegraphed it.
Oh, man. I'm not sure. I don't know. Can you consider it really trying? I mean, he made the motion that you're supposed to make when you throw a punch. You know, arm goes shooting out into one direction.
Well, he proceeded with full sprint towards Mickey Gall, which I'm assuming Mickey Gall saw. Okay, he's running full sprint at me. I'm going to shoot on him and take him down.
It was like a scene out of, I don't know, the Flash TV show or the Justice League movie. When, like, you know, Flash sees something coming and it's all like...
Yeah, slow motion for him because he's actually been in the ring before. And it's not, the action is not too fast for him.
Mickey Gall's like, this is what's happening right now? Okay, come here. Give me your back, silly man.
Yeah.
Tap now. Anyway, I don't know. Okay, I give New Japan benefit of the doubt in this situation. I'm in.
All right, good.
Goldberg in. Good?
Good.
Now you're saying good. You wanted me to be on board with it.
Yeah, this is all a ruse on my part. Subterfuge to get you to come around.
You swerve me again. Once again, you've proven that yours is superior.
These end-of-the-week shows can sometimes run off the rails real quick-like.
I'm laughing at your superior intellect, Con.
Where's the override?
The override.
The override.
Can't. You're definitely the Con, and I'm definitely the Kirk in this relationship.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah. If I was...
Wait, am I guilty of two-dimensional thinking, though?
Sometimes. Every once in a while, yeah, you're guilty of two-dimensional thinking. No, man, if I was that character Jesse Plemons played in that Black Mirror episode, oh, man, I'd be all in on that stuff. Be trapping, grab your DNA.
All this.
You'd be my whipping boy first officer. You would? I would totally do that. All your little beard heads. I'd be like, okay.
No, I wouldn't. I'd just be turned into a monster.
Immediately be turned into a monster?
Just turn me into a monster.
Probably. Anyways, this is interesting. You have this is.
It's not a typo. This isn't.
You put some non-news in here.
No, this isn't non-news. It's actually news.
This is non-news.
No, it's not non-news.
No, I'm actually into this. I'm actually really into this.
This is cool. This is actually cool. A step in the right direction.
You're
for
saying
Impact.
Something about Impact is cool?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was good they brought in Don Callis. I was not as optimistic as you were about them repairing the relationship with New Japan, but I thought it was a good move.
Yeah, man.
But now this is a good move because earlier this week, Impact announced they have a partnership with Twitch.
Yay!
With, quote, the Impact Wrestling Channel will launch Wednesday, January 17th with a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week stream of content that leads up to the debut of Barbed Wire Massacre 3 on Thursday, January 18th. So that's yesterday, 10 p.m., immediately following Impact. Impact's press release continues. The Impact Wrestling Channel on Twitch will feature exclusive content, including monthly live events and house shows. They even do house shows?
Okay, so they haven't... Wow, 562 people are watching right now.
Cool.
Some classic... Well, this isn't that classic. This is like from a couple of weeks ago. It's James Storm and Dan Lambert from American Top Team.
Oh, okay. Here, let me continue this.
Oh, anyways, no, to answer your question, what was your question?
They even have house shows.
Okay, so their last house show tour did really, really bad.
Yeah.
But I think one of their goals is to start doing those again. I'm telling you, they're making some good moves.
No, I just said they were. Gosh, including monthly live events and house shows featuring top stars in professional wrestling. The channel will also feature lifestyle programming showcasing Impact Wrestling stars outside of the ring, from diets and workouts. I'm cool. I'm into that.
Oh, yeah.
To relationships and travel. Some of the new shows coming to this channel include The Law. Remember live action or live audio wrestling?
Yeah.
That was not on YouTube, but now it's coming back on Impact's Twitch, hosted by Jeremy Borash. Got to air Monday nights. Additional new programming includes Nuff Said with Tyrus on Wednesdays.
Tyrus?
Yeah, and Matthews Megacast with Josh Matthews on Thursdays.
Oh, that's right, because Tyrus left because of Jeff Jarrett. Now that Jeff Jarrett's out and he's the Grizzlyweight champion, no, former Grizzlyweight champion, Tyrus is back. This is cool. This is really cool. These are the steps that Impact should be taking.
Yes.
I might, once we get that, once we're actually in the new office, I've been thinking about going back to my Impact reviews because I do feel like they're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I'd kind of like to be on the, you know, on the ground floor for that, for their new direction.
Yeah. I mean,
yay or nay?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, let's not go too far.
Too many spoilers. We're going to go into heavy spoiler territory at the end of the show, and I'm going to give a huge spoiler alert because it's the last story, and I saved it for the last story for a very good reason.
Gotcha.
But anyways, I'll say this now, spoiler alert, because I don't think they've aired yet. Austin Aries has returned to Impact.
Yes, he has.
I can't talk any more about it.
Okay, yes.
But he's back.
Yes.
So that's cool. I like Austin Aries.
Yeah, he's great.
I like a lot of people. I like John Morrison. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Johnny Impact.
See, I could actually do without him.
Trevor Lee is great.
Yeah, Trevor Lee is great. He's the kind of guy, OVE, they're great. Sammy Callahan is great.
You can watch the barbed wire match
tonight? I am. And I think, so if I'm not mistaken, the barbed wire match isn't on the actual episode because it's pretty violent.
Yeah.
That's what Conan said anyways. Yeah, we had to put it on Twitch because Pop didn't want to run it.
Yeah.
That's massive. Yeah. That's awesome. I like this a lot. This is such a small detail. Bad idea bringing back the Law without the guys who are on the Law in the first place. It's one of those things where the personalities, if I'm not mistaken, just sort of getting a read off of on Twitter when they were let go, people associated those personalities with the Law so much that trying to, we've seen this a lot, man. When you try to take a property that was built off the backs of specific talent and then repopulated, I know Jeremy Borash, it would be better for them because
just rebrand the show.
Just rebrand the show, but make it a different name.
Yeah. I wonder if Meltzer is going to be on. Because he was on the previous iteration
of Law. If his relationship was more with those personalities,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because I think the show for the whole time has been owned by Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It was an Anthem property, I believe, the whole time.
Yeah.
So who knows? Anyways, Ed Nordholm, Mr. Anthem, as far as I'm aware, or at least Mr. Impact, said of this partnership, quote, our expansion on Twitch marks another important milestone in our digital expansion. The interactive content and larger-than-life personalities of Impact Wrestling are a perfect fit for the platform, whose passionate communities have demonstrated an increased appetite for professional wrestling and live events. As we adapt to new content consumption methods, our partnership with Twitch gives us an opportunity to interact directly with our audience while engaging and growing our fan base across the world. It's a good step in the right direction.
They've made several steps in the right direction. And I think here's okay. So when I say I'm not huge into John Morrison, I actually really love John Morrison. I just feel like when they're bringing in guys who are most well known for their time in the WWE, Alberto is not a great direction for Impact. I love the Christ guys. I love Sammy Callahan. I really actually like Eli Drake. Bringing back in Austin Aries, I think, is a wise move because he has such a storied history TNA in the first place. And he's, an amazing talent. I do like a lot of their women's division.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that Sienna? Again, this was mother was hospitalized.
Yeah. Blood clots in her lungs. Thank God she didn't go up in a plane.
That can go real bad.
No kidding. Ugh. And then Chelsea Green just got her release. Mm-hmm. They seem to be, and Wrestling Observer also mentioned this week in the newsletter that morale is high backstage. Don Callis and Scott DeMore, apparently the talent, are really into him. And you can see it on, the majority of the Twitter feeds for a lot of the Impact talents. Is that, they're tweeting a lot of stuff backstage, palling around. They seem to be developing that sort of chemistry that you need to really generate some buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that they're going to try the house show thing again. I think they have such a great lineup. The ratings have been going up ever since football ended, which is, makes sense. So I think they're up to like over 300,000 this past week. Which is over 250 and 200, which they've been doing before. So. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But this is awesome. Good for them.
It's promising. It's a step in the right direction for sure.
It's another step in the right direction. It's been a learning experience. They went through the whole Broken Hardy thing and then that got resolved. When you show some good, the wrestling world, everything plays out in public thanks to the dirt sheets and stuff. And, like outlets like ours, where we regurgitate dirt sheet crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm going to describe what I do next time I'm asked by somebody.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a regurgitator.
I'm a regurgitator.
I ingest dirt sheet news.
Yeah.
And I regurgitate it.
Yeah. What's dirt sheet?
It's like news for wrestling. Call them dirt sheets. Why? I don't know.
I don't know, man. No, it's idea. Weird. What the hell does kayfabe even mean?
How does somebody create that word?
I don't know.
I started reading that Masked Man book you got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And they talk about, as an early term using the industry.
Goes back a ways.
But they don't say what the genesis of it.
I know. Nobody seems to know what the genesis is. I would assume if you take kayfabe, I'm thinking maybe character fabrication.
Could be.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, could be.
Have no idea. No clue.
Yeah.
what is that even? How did that, like, how is it nobody knows where that term came from?
I know.
Somebody's got to know.
I know. We should do a whole video about that. Do some research.
There's a lot of stuff that I'd love to do, man.
Yeah.
You know, where did kayfabe come from?
Yes.
Wrestling terms. What do they mean? Kayfabe.
We know. We know what they mean. We don't know where they came from.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, next bit of news. An update. Talked about the Vince McMahon biopic several times on this show and other shows. So PW Insider provided an update. They're reporting that there is a new draft of this Vince McMahon biopic, Pandemonium, that has been, quote, completed and turned into the studio, which is TriStar.
Okay. That's the one with the little unicorn guy, right?
Pegasus.
Pegasus, yeah.
I don't think it has the forehead horn.
Gotcha.
I think it's just a Pegasus.
Horse with wings.
Yes. They continue, quote, should they approve, it'll be sent on to Cooper, that is Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Who PW Insider reported either had interest or they were trying to court him to play
You might remember him as the lead villain in Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's his most prominent role.
Yes.
Yeah.
They continue, plans have been for the film to begin filming in the spring of 2018, but that has always been contingent on getting casting completed and a final approved shooting script in place. Seems now they have a script that I'm guessing Vince is happy with.
Yeah.
I wonder if it adheres any more closer to the truth than the initial draft of the script that we first heard about.
So not at all. I think it might probably drift even further away from the truth than it already did.
Potentially.
What did he pick up? Roddy Piper from a construction set?
Something like that.
That's great.
Cooper would be a good get to play Vince.
Oh, that'd be huge.
That'd be pretty massive.
That's A-level.
That's an A-list star.
I mean, I think he was nominated for an Oscar for that Wedding Crashers performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Ed, like anybody can get nominated for an Oscar for holding a fake baby in a scene. You ever watch that scene in American Sniper where he's holding a fake baby?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a fake baby. He's like, and it's all just like. It really is stunning how Clint Eastwood is.
Well, he'd like to do like two takes.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, yeah. Cool stuff. I can't wait for that movie. It's going to be great. God, that's going to be one of the three movie reviews we do on the new Friendoville
YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Minimum three movie reviews. Usually I only get out of the house, go to a movie three times a year.
I know. We got to step that up, man.
Yeah.
Even stuff that's available digitally these days, you know, like Mother. Go watch Mother.
Mother.
You know, people be into that. We'll talk about that.
It's been a while since it was in
the
theaters.
Get Lacey in on the set.
We need topicality, timeliness.
Yeah, maybe.
No, we do.
We definitely.
Yeah.
But this is...
That's the very nature of our business as it is now. We need things to go up as soon as possible.
Well, these are movie reviews, not pro wrestling reviews.
I understand
that. You don't want to do classic movie reviews?
That could be a part of it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like an hour about... Okay. 2001? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I have 2001. I'll have to pay for that again.
Well, stuff on Netflix, it's easily, accessible.
Is 2001 on Netflix?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
That's a bummer.
There's a lot that's not on Netflix.
I have it on Blu-ray.
I mean, you can watch... there's a lot on Netflix. There's a lot of crap. There's so much crap. Like, anybody can get on Netflix.
I don't know if that's exactly true.
Space Odyssey. Anybody can get on Amazon.
Really?
You go through Amazon's milieu and it's...
Oh, yeah.
There's so much garbage there.
Well, it looks like a lot of stuff that was...
Netflix?
Kind of almost bootlegged.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe it is. Unless you can just get it on DVD. Not found.
No, I'm just not on anymore.
What is this with Chrome doing this crap right now?
I don't know.
Netflix, what's this guy? Unable to find. Yeah, it might have been
Pulled.
Yeah.
All right, we got one last news story, and this one is very spoiler heavy. So if you don't want upcoming episodes of Impact spoiled for you, or you're worried about Royal Rumble spoilers,
yeah,
there's not another news story after this. You can turn the video off. You can watch something else.
You're done. Yeah, you're obligated watch time.
Yeah.
Like, we're helped. Via the ads that you've already had.
Yeah, run. So if you don't want anything spoiled from you about Impact tapings
or
Impact results or potentially Royal Rumble, stop watching. This is your warning.
Yeah, like
we're not going to include this in the thumbnail, the title at all.
Right.
This is just the last story. I don't want to spoil this for anybody.
We've been talking
to be
about this for a minute now. If you haven't figured out how to work your computer, laptop, phone.
There's a button that looks like two parallel vertical lines. That's the pause button.
Mm-hmm.
Press that. Hit back on your browser or your app.
Yeah.
And then you're fine.
Titles related to 2001 and Space Odyssey.
You're really
Eyes Wide Shut is on there. Full Metal Jacket's on there.
Now why isn't 2001 on there? That's weird.
A little weird.
Anyways, this is the story. I'll kind of go backwards.
Yeah.
PW Insider's reporting that EC3, Derek Bateman, formerly of NXT, was spotted at the WWE Performance Center on Tuesday, fueling speculation that he is going to the WWE. Of course, all this talk started earlier this week when there was reports coming out of the latest round of Impact tapings that he is done with Impact and appears to be able to sign where he wants to.
Okay.
Further fueling the speculation, EC3 was scheduled to appear at a Renegade Wrestling Revolution show in Houston on January 28th, but has since canceled that appearance. What happens on January 28th?
The Royal Rumble.
Correct, the Royal Rumble.
Either further adding fuel to this particular fire, Dixie Carter, EC3's aunt.
Kayfabe. Why do you have an episode of Next Generation on your screen for? We're working here.
Oh, man. Tweeted out.
Pause it.
Tweeted out on the 15th of this month. Can't tell you how proud I am to be the aunt of EC3. This guy is special. He deserves great things. Excited for your future, E, whatever it holds, at Impact Wrestling, at WWE. That was a quoted tweet in response to Impact Wrestling Orlando tweeting out EC3's final bow for Impact Wrestling.
Odyssey shows up at the Rumble. Stop that. Close that tab right now.
Sorry, Dad. 100%. The bigger question, the much bigger question, what name?
EC3.
You think so? Yeah. See, I'm going to say Derek Bateman. No. There's precedent. Okay, don't shrug it off with that look on your face.
No.
There's precedent.
I understand.
Why didn't Chris Hero come back as Chris Hero then?
Maybe he wants to protect that property. Maybe he wants to protect that name.
Maybe EC3 wants to protect that name,
too. I don't think so. What year did he leave NXT?
Who, Derek Bateman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
2012, 2013?
Yeah, something like that. 2012,
that's
probably.
Almost 5 years ago. Since then, he's built a pretty good following for himself using Ethan Carter III. He will be Ethan Carter III.
Okay, I know there's got to be some precedent on your side to help bolster your argument.
AJ Styles.
No. Somebody who is in the WWE for a brief but not insignificant amount of time.
Left, came back using the name he established after he left, probably. It's going to be EC3. That's the brand. That's his brand. Especially, I mean, if he's going to go to NXT, then maybe.
I really hope he didn't go to NXT.
But if he's going to Maine, he's going to be Ethan Carter III.
Yeah. Boy.
If he comes out as Derek Bateman, I'm going to be like, okay, who is this guy? I mean, they know the face, I'm guessing.
What if he, hey, because I remember how he had like long hair?
Yeah.
Longish hair. What if he comes out with a wig? Derek Bateman with a wig. That'd be great. Here's the thing that I'd love about it being Derek Bateman is because it would be such a... It'd be such almost an Easter egg inside joke type thing for the WWE to dub him Derek Bateman, you know? Oh, he left and now he came back. Because when you're back in the universe, I am curious. I'm trying to think of anybody who did what I said, you know?
Not to that. I mean, like when Kevin Nash left WWE, he was Diesel. WWE left, was Kevin Nash. WCW came back, not as Diesel, but as Kevin Nash.
But then for that Royal Rumble in like 20...
Yeah, that one time he was Diesel. Yeah.
And that was kind of cool, though. But that's the kind of thing. It's like, and that was like a much bigger... Much less of an Easter egg because he was literally world champion for a year as Diesel.
Yes.
I know, and I'm sure the comments are probably filling up right now. People saying, oh, what about... Blah, 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 blah.
This is going to be EC3.
I hope so.
I'll because wager that's, a dollar on it.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that bet. Oh, come on. You know, the human body is what, Larson? A resilient machine.
Not really.
Oh, absolutely it is. Anyways.
Excited to see EC3?
Oh, for sure. He deserves it.
Yeah.
He absolutely deserves it.
What brand is he going on?
SmackDown.
Ugh.
No, it's okay because it's not an NXT call-up.
I guess so.
Yeah, it'd be SmackDown.
All right.
Have him be a heel.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we say of course, but then...
Did he and Bobby Roode ever have a feud in...
They had to have.
I would think so.
They had. That had to have been at Bound for Glory, like 2000 and... I don't know.
15?
I'm going to guess. Bound for Glory, no, 2014. That's what I'll say.
All right.
EC3 versus Bobby Roode. Let's see.
Might be 2015.
Well, there was a tables match in April of 2014. Willow and Bully Ray versus Bobby Roode and EC3. So they teamed up in that part.
All right.
Smith's trying to think of future rivals for Bobby Roode as U.S. champion. But I don't know if they want to have two Impact guys facing off against each other this soon, especially with EC3 just coming over.
Did they never have like a high profile feud?
Hey, here, I'll offer this to you. Send him to Raw.
Yeah.
Now that Samoa Joe seems like he's going to be hurt for a protracted period of time, have EC3 feud with John Cena.
Wow, that's really launching him up there.
Yeah, why not?
No, I'd be fine with it.
He's a former Impact World Champion.
Yeah, I love EC3, man. AJ Styles versus Bobby Roode.
I think there'd be some good promos, decent match.
We'll have to talk to Scoops about that one.
Yeah.
Scoops.
Scoops,
Where's Scoops when we need him? Gunner versus EC3. Why is there no high-profile EC3? I mean, I know they're both like...
Hold on.
They're going to get on the fight thing. What was that thing called?
Pro Fight DB.
Pro Fight DB. Listen, it is March 13th TNA. March 13th, 2015 TNA. EC3 finally shaves Rockstar Spud. Do they mean just his head or like, you know, from head to toe? You gotta get between the butt crack. A lot of EC3 versus Bully Ray. Austin Aries versus Bobby Roode. I remember that. He had a feud with Matt Hardy.
Yeah, I remember that. That was around the broken stuff too, wasn't it?
How was it both those guys were in Impact for such a long time and they didn't have a big high profile?
Hold on, I'm gonna find this out.
That's the most TNA thing I ever heard of. Two studs, man. Oh, well, we had Jeff Jarrett versus EC3.
Well, according to this, they have never.
Times?
No, they've never.
Really?
One on one, no.
How is that even possible?
They've tagged together and against each other. But according to this, they have never had a match against each other.
Wow.
This is just one resource, though, but I find that it's pretty good.
Hey, what do you think they're going to say about EC3 when they describe his backstory? Traveled the world.
Yeah.
A champion everywhere.
Everywhere
he went.
He's gone. They might bring up his NXT past. They probably will.
Well, yeah, they'll bring up his NXT past.
But no, they're not going to talk about Impact at all.
Really?
They're not going to say the words Impact Wrestling.
Because here's the thing. At this point, Impact is such a minor player that there's no look, you have much more. You should be much more worried about New Japan, and you shouldn't even be worried about New Japan taking your spot because that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you have zero worry about Impact discussing Impact. You could totally talk about TNA.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. That's weird. You have EC3 and Bobby Roode. That should be huge.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Yeah, do it on SmackDown.
Okay. There you go.
There you go. We've booked it.
Done.
Now that we've said it, they need to do it. What else do we have? What's next
in
our notes?
That's all we got. News for this week. Yeah.
Wow. Well, great job compiling the notes.
Thank you.
You're a great journalist.
Thank you. I'm regurgitator.
Yeah, you're a guy. I regurgitate dirt sheets. What does that mean? Shut up, Grandma. Wow. Anyways, that's it for Dirt Sheet. Thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Hilton, can you please hit the out music? Hilton, put the chips down, man. Come on. Get your head. Come on.
Hilton's not even in here.
We're about to move to an office, Hilton. Are we going to give him keys to the office? No?
No, he is going to come and go as he wants.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.